Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want you to bring to the air what you were just doing in break.
Yeah, right.
The TMZ article.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you meant something else.
No, we're talking about the TMZ. Yeah. I don't know what else you're talking about.
My bad. This is just in from TMZ Sports. 2 field level seats behind the dugout for game 1 of the World Series. They just sold for over $12,000 each, TMZ Sports has learned.
So if you want to take a buddy to a game, you 24 G's to sit in a good seat. The get-in price for this World Series is like
$1,300. Gosh.
The get-in price is like $1,300. And that's like an upper deck seat in the middle of nowhere, right? Like, that's just to get in the door.
I would just do what those kids did from Angels in the Outfield and climb up the tree with binoculars and just watch.
Remember the kids that, like, used to watch through the fence back in the 19-teens?
Yeah. Peeping Toms.
Yeah. So you could do that. But, I mean, that's expensive, right?
You've
that's
priced
capitalism.
Out normal fans. Yeah.
But that's the secondary market.
Do you think an athlete paid for that, or do you think, like, a celebrity paid for that? Because there's going to be a guru of celebrities out there tonight.
Who do you think is the most famous person we
Larry
see?
David.
Okay.
I think people underestimate how famous Larry David is.
I know, but as I said that, I'm like, well, who you decide is famous is maybe not famous to me, or vice versa, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
It'll be interesting to see the stars in both games or both stadiums, because, like, New York, obviously you'll have all the New York hype.
But I think there'll be more like famous people in LA than there
for
will be
sure.
in New York, right?
Do the Lakers play tonight?
Oh, have you not seen what's going on in LA tonight? Have you guys not seen this on Twitter?
What's the schedule?
This graphic on Twitter.
This is like a Jay Leno intro. You see this? You see this guy?
Hey guys, you see this one? So going on in LA tonight, and remember, the Dodger game starts at 5:00, which is rush hour. So you've got the Dodger game going on tonight. Dodger-Yankee World Series game at Dodger Stadium. Down the road, you've got the Laker game at the Crypto.com Arena. Mm-hmm. Straight south of there, USC plays a football game tonight at the Coliseum. There's a concert tonight at the Intuit Dome where the Clippers play.
Clippers
and in that same parking lot at SoFi Stadium, there's a big high school football game tonight. So all of that is going on, plus rush hour. Nobody's going anywhere. Like, nobody's going to be at these events because nobody's going to be able to get to these events unless you left now. I mean, and I'm being serious about that. Like, you got to leave now if you want to get to that game. So
it's 7:00?
Yeah. No, 5:00 LA time is the first pitch. I don't know. The football game probably
right
starts
now,
at 7,
right?
Oh, 7 a.m. Yeah. I mean, why not? Just make sure you're safe.
Going. Like,
do you realize how much anxiety I would have if I was going to one of those games tonight?
I've already got it here.
And I would be like, you know what? I'm just not going. I'm just staying at home. This sucks, you know, with all the traffic and whatnot. So
$2,000 for parking, I see.
I've seen that too. Like, isn't that insane? People are paying $2,000 to park at the World Series.
Famous Dodger fans, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Sam Jackson, Kanye West, he won't be there.
No.
David Beckham. Let's see, who else? Katie Walsh.
So at Dodger Stadium, I guess they do this thing where Vince Scully used to say, it's time for Dodger baseball, right? And everybody, do you know who's saying that tonight at Dodger Stadium?
Who?
AI Vince Scully?
No, I wish. God. That would be great. No. That, I just got goosebumps when you said that. That would be cool.
Jessica Alba, Kendrick Lamar.
Brian Cranston is the guy.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
So he may end up being the most famous guy out there. Mm. Does anybody not like Brian Cranston?
Seriously.
Tuco.
Well,
that's true.
His brother-in-law.
His gag smells like head cheese, bro.
Approval rating is through the roof for
Brian. Brian Cranston's like universally loved by everybody, isn't he?
Yeah, no one considers him a Richard.
No, not at all.
Who is Charlotte McKinney?
I don't know.
Holy Lord.
Good looking?
Yo, yeah. You want to see?
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Who's the guy with her?
That would be the late Gary Marshall.
Oh.
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend.
Oh, wow.
Chance Crawford, Fergie and Josh Duhamel.
Do you think LeBron goes to the World Series, or do you think he plays for the Lakers tonight?
Come on now. He'll play for the Lakers. Charlie Sheen?
You know he's going to be there game 2, though, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get into the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
You remember for After Hours, we carried it over here to Fesco and Dusty. It is Richard of the Week. Not sponsored yet, but could be. Somebody could step up. Talking to you, Dick Ray, would be a great idea. Or Dick Sporting Goods. You get it. My Richard of the Week, it's a sore subject, but it merits Richard of the Week.
Disturbing allegations of sexual assault abuse against its former CEO.
The investigation, several men, some of them named and on camera, accused Mike Jeffries of exploiting them for sex. Jeffries was CEO from 1992 to 2014 during the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's popularity. In a statement to NBC News, a company spokesperson says it is, quote, appalled by the allegations. Jeffries' attorney declined to comment to NBC.
And it alleges that 12 men are saying that they were involved in or had to help organize sex parties for the former CEO, Mike Jeffries, and his partner, Matthew Smith. Now, some of them saying that they were exploited, that they didn't participate willingly. Some of these men even alleging abuse. And so obviously very serious allegations. They said that these parties happened all over the world in big major cities over a time period between 2009 and 2015. Now, you mentioned that Jeffries' attorney declined to comment on his client's behalf, and he also made a note saying that it's his client's practice not to comment on matters around his personal life. Now, there's also allegations in this report saying that the company paid settlements for Jeffries after allegations of misconduct.
This guy sucks.
Oh, my God.
This guy should burn.
Jeez.
Abercrombie and Fitch will be no more because this guy is a weirdo. You look at his picture.
Is he still the CEO?
Probably not anymore. But it's even worse. I went down a Reddit loophole when I read this story a couple days ago. Just disgusting people in this world. That's a Richard. That's why you hear me every single day on the show go do nice things for people, because there are weirdos and sickos like this in this world. I mean, come on, man. You're taking people out to parties, apparently scalping at stores for guys. There were some stores where they'd make guys be shirtless out front. We should have seen this coming. This guy sucks. He's my Richard of the Week. So, I hope you have a terrible life, but also be nice to people out there.
That guy does suck. My Richard of the Week is going to go to this gentleman.
Oh, no. As usual, the Kansas City Chiefs did the bare minimum.
No, I'm not.
I didn't even know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league. He only, 40? He's not even a starter anymore. He gets like 40% of the snaps. Really? That's who you go get.
This is a guy on national radio by the name of Rob Parker. Clearly an uneducated take about what the Chiefs did with DeAndre Hopkins, and had no idea that DeAndre Hopkins was a starter in Tennessee, but had Will Levis as his quarterback. I mean, it was the most low-hanging fruit topic of all time that I've ever heard, that if you're on national radio, you can just get on there and scream ignorance like Rob Parker did. It is the second worst take of all time. We talked about the worst one. You have somebody complaining or saying that Deshaun Watson still should have been the pick over Patrick Mahomes in 2023. But that right there by Rob Parker, that's takes like that are why people sometimes have bad impressions of sports talk radio, because it's uneducated and it's wrong. And there's nothing else I can say about that.
Had about 1,100 yards last year with Malik Willis, Ryan Tannehill, and Will Levis. Yeah, so, he's obviously there. Washed.
Yeah,
cooked.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done.
Uh-huh.
I'll stick with...
That's why I say sometimes I wonder, these people watch the games on Sunday. What do you think Rob Parker's doing? Playing golf? Or is he watching the games, or is he just reading a box score?
Not watching.
Yeah, absolutely not watching.
God.
We've listened to some bad Chiefs takes. This is another one from Cam Stewart. I truncated it. He said a lot about, the Raiders' history and all these things, but he said something about Mahomes that caught my eyes. This is why he's my Richard of the Week.
The Raiders always play these guys tough. I don't give up. And when I see Patrick Mahomes doing his little stupid dance around the sideline, I want somebody to put him on his ass, and I want him to stay down.
Now, I know they probably didn't mean any thing malicious by that, but I don't know. You're Richard.
No,
You got me fired up.
Mike Florio became a public enemy in Kansas City because he said they should hurt Patrick Mahomes in that
Super
Bowl.
That's what this guy's insinuating.
That's what this guy's insinuating as well. It's gotten to the point where nobody has an answer anymore, so they say go out and hurt the quarterback. And you suck.
No, you're terrible.
Of that.
Trash.
You do. It's an awful, 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 awful take. And it's really just pathetic that somebody has to go to that route to try to say, there's nothing we can do, so let's go out there and try to injure the quarterback. I just find it to be just wrong. I find it to be insensitive, inhumane. And Patrick Mahomes is a big reason why the NFL is popular these days. and you want to go out there and hurt the face of the league? What are you, some kind of ass?
No, you're disgusting. And it goes in your line.
Not an ass, a Richard.
Yeah, absolutely, you're Richard. And it goes in your line, Bob, where you talk about, you know, everyone wants a participation, everyone thinks they can just win. You know, you can't win against Mahomes, and now you're so sad that you got to hurt him. That's your solution.
It's
not trying harder,
take.
Not figuring out your way to beat him. It's just to hurt him. Absolutely, yeah. Richard. Screw you, Cam Stewart.
That is Richard of the Week.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.